Die as they lived by Melting Dogs. All right. There's a lot of desert lizard folks. There's 9 of them on the ground, and there's one that's still alive and paralyzed.
Yes. Can I check to see if there's any value on all of them?
They all have 32 javelins.
Jeez.
9 heavy clubs. 9 spiked tortoise shell shields.
Are the shields like better than any other shields? Or
yeah,
anything,
are they better
or?
Than the ones we have?
Nah. Well, I mean, the fact that
you can attack with the tusks.
You can attack with them as well, which is nice.
I actually have a crossbow. I don't have the shield.
But your sword is a two-handed.
Yeah, you can't use a sword with your shield.
Damn.
Or the other
shield
way.
With a sword.
But yes.
Okay.
But you can also carry like a one-handed sword and use that instead. Like you can switch between.
Yeah, and then the shield would up your AC by 2.
But yeah, these do a D6 damage. If they hit something.
That's cool.
With like a punch attack.
Yep.
Nothing I need. If you guys need to split the javelins, I don't know who uses javelins, but I don't.
I mean, I still have 4.
I mean, it's 32.
Yeah.
You just make sure that if you lose them, you don't pick them up. You got quite a few.
How many can I carry and not be encumbered?
5.
Okay.
The most.
I'll take one more
javelin. I'll take one more.
How much damage does a javelin do?
D6.
Yeah. My crossbow does more than that, so.
It's also strength to throw a javelin, or is it dex to shoot crossbow? All right, so there are 2 doorways, and there's another part of the room behind the reed walls.
You know, I want to crawl on the ceiling and make sure that this area looks safe and secure.
Okay.
The area behind this wall.
Does anyone have anything else to heal? Like,
I mean, Calvin? I'm going to eat 2 of my good berries. I mean, you guys aren't dying right now, are you?
I'm at 1 hit point.
I'm at 4.
I'm at 1.
You guys have hit dice that you can spend during short rests.
I think we should.
We should short rest.
What I'd like to do is, if this area looks safe,
yeah.
I'd like us to move into it, maybe close up,
okay.
And then try to like rest in here where we should be safe.
Sounds good. Well, what does he see?
Okay, you see a large dais stands against the western wall, crowned with a pool of water. So there's a pool of water on top of the dais. A crude statue stands in the center of the pool. The statue resembles a human in hide armor, thrusting a jagged spear forward in triumph.
Okay. In the middle of the water.
Okay.
My other question is, is this place all made of stone?
Yes.
Okay, so we shouldn't have to worry about the fire.
No, it eventually will douse out.
All right, I just want to make sure it wasn't going to like...
No.
Run!
It's pretty smoky, but not enough to suffocate you. Because a lot of this is still open here. This door is closed. There's no door there, but there's a doorway. Like there was a door once upon a time. So that just goes into a hallway, which you can look down if you so choose. And there's no exits on that side of the room.
Okay.
With the dais.
From the ceiling, I'll look down the hall just to make sure it looks like there's nothing immediate that's going to be a threat.
Down the open door?
Yeah.
A collapse has filled half this room, and a stream still trickles through the rubble. Against the opposite wall, strips of meat are laid out on racks over beds of hot embers.
Oh, so like cooking. Okay. There's no immediate threat there.
You don't see any.
I mean, what might be good is if we try to, like, wall off, rest up here so that we're safer
absolutely.
With the wall. Should we do a short rest or should we do a long rest?
Long rest.
Is it safe to do a long rest here with the wall and everything?
Wall off, right?
I can trance, which I'm still, like, conscious, like, semi-conscious, and it only takes me 4 hours.
Okay.
But you guys will need 8 hours, I believe, right?
I only need 6.
Whichever.
Yeah, I think a long rest, because I've used spell slots, I've 1 HP.
What about the bodies?
Throw them down the steps.
Down into these fires?
It's going to be a lot of stench coming up these stairs.
I can deal with stench.
There's nothing else on them or anything, right? Do we want
nothing of value.
To try to do anything with this guy that's semi-conscious?
Throw him into the fire.
Okay.
Can we just slit his throat or something?
Huh? I guess.
You can if you want.
I was just fighting, trying to save your guys' lives. So I don't know what you want to do. You want to get revenge?
We don't want to wake up and sore our throats.
No, we throw him in the fire.
Yeah, I just threw him one out of the fire.
Alive.
That's what I did.
Yeah. So much nicer.
All right, so you throw them all into the fire?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, you do so. They begin to burn. Eventually, the fire fades away. There's still, like, skeletons and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're all dead.
Yeah, it's charred.
Make them, you know. Use his bones for soup.
All right, so
There's meat down this hall.
They said there was no meat.
No, there's meat hanging on embers.
Yeah, there's meat, like, smoking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got food. You want food? Just food over there.
Might not be. You had the meat? You had the bones in there? Maybe you could stuckle.
So we need to fortify and rest.
Yeah, let's fortify this place up. Can I, since I'm still in spider form, come over to this, like, stairwell and, like, web up a little area right here that would like slow people down if they had to walk through it?
Sure.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do that. And just that way, like someone comes through, hopefully like
gotcha.
Like, ah, and then like we hear something, or something, yeah. You know. Like, we'll be able to walk.
I'm gonna put a couple of javelins. They're like, this, they trip and they fall into the javelins.
Like punji sticks.
All right, once we do that, and then, like, let's make sure that door's secure over there.
Yeah.
Or is it secure?
I check to see if it's secure.
I mean, it's pretty ratty. Like, you can see through it. There's holes and such.
What do you see, Tor?
And what do I see through the holes?
Three rough-hewn statues dominate this room. The first depicts a man covered in mottled pox. The second depicts a man bleeding from multiple wounds. The last shows a skeletal man, his hand raised in supplication. Before each statue, a rock platter filled with dusty treasures.
Man, okay. You can really see through those holes.
Yeah. I mean, it's hardly a door.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I'm gonna undo my spider form.
You fall from the ceiling.
I'm gonna say that we,
Oh, man.
Not okay. Fun.
Looks like he's got some problems.
Any writings?
I'm gonna say that
we're not in
that room, so don't worry about that right now.
Yeah, we're gonna be resting.
This is what you see.
Over here.
Well, can I see through the hole?
You can look at that.
Yeah, but you can see through the hole. It's dark.
That's what you see.
Well, I can.
We need to rest.
See in darkness.
Let's worry about that later. Let's make sure we're all set up. If we need to grab some meat, if someone wants to grab meat, need or something, and then we can rest.
Just making sure there's not like a curse where we have to give tokens. So we don't get cursed by staying in this place.
So this one is open. There's a hole in that reed wall from an Eldritch Blast gone awry.
All right. Like you guys both will need 8 hours to rest for a long rest.
Well, do you want to take a short rest now? It's 5 minutes and allows you to spend your healing dice.
Maybe. I don't know what's left of spell slots. It will heal.
So that way, if you're sleeping and get interrupted tower full of lizard people.
So let's do a 5 minute short rest, and then we can do a long rest if we need to.
Our short rest can be eating some of that meat, if you want to eat that meat.
Okay. So you go to get the meat?
I don't know if I want to trust a lizard folk meat.
Alright, we're gonna sign.
I have my own food.
I'll eat some meat.
Alright, you go into the room with the meat.
What?
Alright, then we're gonna do short rest in there?
Well, no. You go into the room with the meat, and you see off in a corner of a room four lizard folk.
God. I said not to go in there.
You wanted the meat.
No, I didn't. I said I didn't want the meat because I didn't want to go to the lizard folk meat.
Raw it into that.
God damn it.
Shame.
But I just went to rest. Everybody's trying to do shit. Just rest.
Aaron said
Aaron said to do the short rest.
I said
before you did anything else.
I was like, well, we could eat the meat maybe while we rest. And he's like, I don't want to worry about the meat. All right, well, we can just rest. And Shane's like, I'll go get the meat. So that's what we did.
Well, I'm at 4 hit points. You gotta have me save your ass this time.
It's the dice!
Yeah, it's the dice.
I'm at 18.
Obviously.
So, Aaron's gonna stay on back while you guys charge.
You guys attack! I vote Volcom, you should stay in the rear. And use range stuff.
Natural 20 to start off the day.
Rick, change
use.
We should put it to a vote. Blind wave vote, right here, right now.
He can still make it up however he wants,
yeah,
Kevin!
Why do you have things there?
You can look! It's right there!
He rolled like 8 last round!
He gives us the illusion of chance, but really it's destiny!
And he could have just said, you know, I'm gonna roll a 6.
Yeah, I'll put the good dice in the jail.
Put a good die in jail? It's probably loaded!
Hang on a second here.
Is it one of those two-sided d20s?
20!
It's like loaded, only rolls 20s. I have...
It doesn't have a 1, it just has another 20.
An initiative of 10, Rick.
14.
13 for Thane.
Okay. 6 for Volcom.
6, so... Lizards. I'm going first. Alright. L for lizards. So, do you have that magical power in books as well as in VLC player to go exactly where you need to go?
I don't know. Probably not. Books are not my strong suit.
Inside this room, it suffered a collapse, and from this wall, there's water pouring out. It's created a stream that functions as a difficult terrain. You don't have to swim through it. You don't know exactly how deep it is, but you can kind of see the bottom in places. It doesn't look too deep.
Okay.
On the other side of the stream, hiding, 4.
Hiding?
Yeah.
Is it deep water?
It doesn't look super deep. No
you can
more.
See the bottom of it in some places.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more than knee deep.
Okay, cool. It's just hard to read.
Go ahead and roll perception to see if you saw them before they search up.
14.
20. 20.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, look, this one.
All right, they start checking. That is how you become aware of their presence. So the first check is...
Hopefully he wasted his 20s.
Hopefully. 19 to hit.
Sorry, I had to look.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, yeah.
A miss. Natural 20. And 11 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. So one at normal damage and one at maximum damage. The normal damage is 3 points of damage.
Oh, man, that's not the max?
No.
Oh man, well you're down.
So you're down to two?
Yeah. No, that's your hit die.
No, he had suffered so much that he eventually went down here. He didn't have anything written down in his temporary hit point.
That's
his
temporary.
Yeah, because I had to high five that crawl. Yeah. Okay.
The max does 14.
Well. -12.
You're -12. But that's not negative your hit points. So you're not dead. You're just dying. Which is nearly as bad. All right, so two
motherfuckers like, so hey, there's meat here,
not,
back!
My hit points is not -12?
Yes, if they continue to damage you until you're at negative your hit points, you will die instantly.
Yeah, okay. If you're at negative
otherwise,
35, you're dead.
You roll death saving throws until you either come back or fail 3 times and then die. Someone can also stabilize you or heal you, but.
Can they?
Can we?
In theory. So, the first one, comes out of nowhere. You see the motion in the darkness. You instinctively dodge. It barely grazes your cheek, but you didn't see the second one coming as it goes straight into your ribs and a chink in your armor.
And you call
it buries
me?
Deep.
Okay.
Into your side. All right, Elor is going to be next.
Fucking.
All right.
They're across the waters. Bring them in here and we'll seal up the thing or something. We can create we can fortify it. But let's not just charge into fighting anymore. There's a natural chokehold right here.
Where are you in the initiative, Shane? How high did you roll? Are you after me?
It is Lizardfolk, Elor, Thane, Torque.
All right, I'm going to... Torque's next to me there, so I'm going to reach out and touch Torque and do a Cure Wounds, D8 plus my spellcasting modifier, which is 4 plus 6 of 10.
10!
Heal 10.
14. No, sir.
Can I see Shane from where I am?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to use my bonus action to use my Balm of the Summer Court that I have.
One meat.
He's 40 feet away.
Which is 2d6s of healing.
Okay.
Which is 7.
Okay. So you are at 7.
I'm at 7 now.
Oh, okay. He doesn't have to make up in the negatives.
No. But you're still prone.
No, if he takes enough damage... To hit that, but
gotcha.
He doesn't go below 0 officially.
Okay, I understand.
Does that make sense? They could kill him by just beating the hell out of him.
Which they would.
And then as far as movement wise, I'm gonna move over here. I've used my action, I've used my bonus action.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be done there for now.
All right, then it is Thane's turn.
Can I withdraw to the choke point?
So you may stand as a move action, okay. And then you may spend your attack to move again.
That's what I'm going to do.
Your speed is 6.
Okay.
4.
Do you want to move here, here, or here? I so like beside Aaron, diagonal behind him, or directly behind him?
I kind of like behind Aaron the wall. Yeah, right there.
The safest spot.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to move behind Shane.
What is Torque's turn?
Okay.
Stack up.
We need to make sure we're clear of any of those attacks.
I think we need to fortify our position.
We need to allow if they're going to attack, allow them to come to us, not us go to them. So, I am also. I mean, I don't know if they can reach anything in there, but I'm also going to move towards the wall. For now.
Okay.
I'm also going to
ready an attack.
I was thinking about just eating a good berry, but yeah, I could ready an attack too.
You can eat a good berry.
I will.
It gives you one more health.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna eat a good berry.
Okay.
So I'm at 15.
Okay. Vulcan.
I hear the attacks from through the reed wall there.
And sure, Shane
shut the door.
Something.
And I shut the door.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I just wanted to eat.
And so I assume the worst. That we are under attack, and I will use my healing potion.
Okay.
Give me one hit die of health, which gives me 5.
Not bad.
I assume as Thane is standing there, He like breaks the javelin off, so there's not just a giant thing sticking out of him.
Pushing into the wall. I still have a healing potion as well.
That will be useful. Are you gonna move, Fulcrum?
I gave a little Rick look, like fake empathy.
Yeah, I will move to the doorway of the reed wall here.
Okay. All right, so you, since you're peeking around the wall, I assume, need to roll perception.
Please. Okay.
Can I see any of them?
No, you're too far.
Too far.
It's dark.
You rolled up this stupid thing.
I had dark vision.
And rolled away.
Like 60 feet?
Yeah.
That's not far enough.
So, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Not far.
Seven.
All
right. It rolled up this and back down and stopped at 3.
All right, so 7, you see nothing. But, they move forward.
They also have swim, so they're not affected.
All right, so even with your 7, you can see that 3 of them are approaching you. Mm-hmm. But you swear you saw 4 before.
That's very bad.
So, you are around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you have total cover.
Okay.
It's unlikely he's going to hit you.
That's good.
He doesn't.
That's better.
Okay. Elor.
Do we, like, look around the room? Do we see any, like, wood tables? Maybe a barrel of that oil?
Well, there's no more barrels of oil. There are the reed walls in the room. There are some, like, bed mats in the room as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Okay. We have a ton of javelins. Could be, like, stabbing through the mattresses. It's like a bunch of them put up, like, a little wall.
Like, put, like, whoa, put, like, the, you know, put, like, the reed wall over it and then just stab them as they're trying to get through.
Like Vikings.
You could. Moving the reed wall there is going to be dangerous because they will start throwing things at you. But it might provide some cover. It also might take 2 of you to move a section of the wall. Depends. You'd have to roll an athletics check.
Aaron, can you turn into a wall, please?
I cannot. I cannot turn into a wall.
Can you turn into something invincible?
So,
turn into a turtle.
I think, though.
Turtles are great.
Turtle. You're turning into a turtle.
They'll just stab at you and you'll take no damage.
It's not the case, in my experience.
When you were a turtle.
I'm gonna, I think, turn into a bear.
No.
Okay.
Bear? Turn to a bear. I'm gonna charge in after him. And do my multi-attack at him.
Okay.
Even though my rolls have been so excellent so far.
So we're just going through? Okay.
I'm going.
Alright. I wanna back your play, but okay, yeah, we can do that. 15.
I imagine I can make it. I have a movement of 40 in bear form. I was like here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
it's
about right there.
Okay.
I'm going to use my multi-attack on, I guess, this guy right here.
Okay.
In front of me.
Guy in front.
Damn it, man, a 3 again.
Roll on something hard.
It is this! How hard
no,
you get?
It's cloth!
13. 13 plus 5.
That'll hit.
Okay, that's gonna be 2d6s, 3 plus 4.
7?
Yes.
Aaron.
Alright, so you.
Roll better.
My rolls have been terrible.
I know.
I can.
So you start to run forward. You run at them, you morph into a bear mid run as they see you. This disturbs them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in front doesn't want to be in front quite so much anymore and starts to sort of back up a little bit, but you suddenly lunge at him and claw. Give him a nice scar on his face.
Good, good.
Like, they do the hyenas and like.
You healing?
No, I'm figuring out my health from my animal.
Okay. All right, so then it is Thane.
Well, we don't want to leave Aaron out there by himself, right? Every time I've had an instinct, I just end up almost dying.
You can try to move one of the walls. They are now distracted by a bear and may not throw javelins at you as you're trying to move it.
Can we move one of the walls? You say
Aaron
2 people?
There?
Well, if you want to move it by yourself, you need to roll an athletics check.
I'm just like, close it!
Maybe me and someone else.
Okay.
And I don't know. How does that affect their turn? I don't know.
So you and Torque are next to each other.
Okay.
So if you want to move it, you can kind of act in concert.
I don't want to leave Aaron out there by himself, though. It's kind of...
You can move the wall and then move past it, but you probably wouldn't be able
How
to get there.
How big is
it, the
choke point right now in terms of width?
10 feet.
10 feet. Can we just close it even further, providing more of a choke point? So we can still peek out and shoot and see what's going on. If Aaron needs to come in, we can let him in.
I mean, go ahead and close it.
What do you, how do you feel about that?
Close it. Is there anything, is this room dead end? Like, I don't see anything in that. Like, I'm in the room now, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't see anything else.
You're like, rah!
Ooh. you don't see anything else in the room itself. As far as exits go, there are a couple. So it does go here, and you can go into this room and this room. They're both closed doors. You can't see what's behind them. Mm. This trickles down some stairs.
Interesting. Okay.
They're rather wide stairs, very ornate.
Can you see the fourth guy now that you're closer?
Not that I noticed. He may have went down the stairs.
Unless, like, these are closed, so either he closed the doors behind him or he went down the stairs.
He's not, like, lying in the water.
The water isn't deep enough for him to not see him.
What if he's stupid?
Him?
Yeah.
Possible.
Well, then I say that we close it up a bit.
You do have dark vision as a bear, right?
Dark vision? I have keen smell.
Okay.
I don't see dark vision.
Okay.
I have dark vision as me.
I still have one.
You still see what I described.
Okay.
There is a fire over here that meets quickly.
Okay.
Dimly lighting the room.
Okay. If you close up the wall, close it up.
Close it up.
Okay.
Maybe leave a, we're going to leave a crack of like a foot. Maybe.
Are you helping Torque? Or is anyone's own?
I'll help.
Okay. It's an easy task then. You'd want to take this section? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You do so.
So what does this look like? What is it?
So it's a reed wall.
Mm-hmm.
Just like thatched reed.
So you can like see through it and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see
through. Provides cover. Maybe we can shoot over it, hopefully?
You could shoot through it, but it took you the turn to move it.
Yes.
So that's your turn and my turn.
So Torque, right. That only counts as your movement.
Okay.
So if you want, you can move again, or you could tack, but there's a wall in your way.
Yeah.
Unless, yeah. As you were moving it, you wanted to be on the other side of the wall, which is also fine.
You have javelins, right?
I do.
Eat a good berry.
Throwing axes?
I have one hand axe that I've thrown.
Yeah.
This is like...
I have javelins.
Do you want me to describe it to you?
It'd be tough to to throw a javelin through it. You would need to like hack a hole before you could throw a javelin through it. You might be able to fit like a crossbow bolt, but a javelin's a bit much.
What do you guys think? You guys should be on the other side of the wall and go help Aaron?
I mean, make sure you guys are set. I mean...
How much hit points do you have, Aaron?
Right now, I rolled 45 for my bear, and then I have 18.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stay on this side of the wall. But I could use one of my actions to make a hole to throw later?
Yes. You do.
Good.
So.
I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
I roll 4d10s and a plus 12. And the lowest I get rolled is a 7.
Welcome.
I'm going to start rolling here for that one.
I told you.
I'm going to go over there and shoot through the hole I just made.
yeah. Guess I'll be here.
Okay.
Don't hit me.
I'd like to attack the guy that's not in melee combat.
That's fine. He is still undercover by a bear. Actually, you can't even see this guy. This is a hallway.
Oh. Okay.
So you can see this guy, and this guy.
Okay.
Both of which have cover from
just
a bear.
Just ready an attack if you see somebody?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Actually, I would like to... cast light, because this fool can't see.
Okay.
On
to the bear.
I'm just a big glowy bear.
Could that be like a flashbang?
I think it's touch though, so
yeah. No, yeah, it is touch. But it would be funny. Is there any like pebbles or anything around?
Yeah, sure.
Cast it on a pebble and toss it out there.
Okay.
Behind
the bear.
The bear.
What are you doing?
He's casting light out there so that you guys can see.
Oh, okay.
All right. The room is well illuminated now.
Yeah. Hopefully, by looking into the bright light in their face, your movements will be somewhat hidden.
All right. It's back to the lizard folk. They have a bear.
Mm-hmm.
They do not like bear.
So this guy is going to take an attack of opportunity, getting to where he can hit you.
You got to use my bite or my claw. Does it matter?
That doesn't matter. Whichever.
Which more is advantageous?
Claws.
Whatever does the most damage and the most likely to hit.
That's a 14.
That'll hit.
My 2d6. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's 12 damage?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Get back!
Alright, so that guy is going to attack first. He hits with the first attack. He also has multi-attack. The second attack is only going to be a 12, which actually might hit you, Bear.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 11.
Yeah. Alright, so that's going to be two hits. That's going to hit. That's going to miss. That's going to hit. That is going to hit.
Okay.
So, five hits.
Five hits, okay. How much damage is five hits?
We'll see.
So how many hit points I have? He's like, oh, I'm hitting, baby.
All right, so the first two hits are 12 damage.
12.
For the first two. Second two are 15.
Okay.
And the last one is 8.
All right. Well. Jesus.
Good lord.
I should have went out there.
Allure.
My turn.
Yep.
All right. I'm fucking run back. I'm going to.
Making three attacks of opportunity.
Yeah. God damn it.
Now you can shift it. It's just a power of you, though. You just run through that wall and.
How high is the reed wall? Can he, like, jump over it?
I mean, it goes to the ceiling in that room, so it goes to the ceiling here, too.
I'm going
to.
The guy I just hit, yeah. I want to attack him with my multi attack.
Okay. You should.
He's rolling well.
There you finish him.
I hope. That's a 9 plus 5. So 14.
Miss.
14's a miss?
Yeah. And then an 8 plus 5.
That's a miss. Yeah, they have, like, their skin is basically leather, and they have shields.
Alright, well, I'll, I guess, shift back.
Okay.
Somewhere there.
You would be pretty wobbly right about that. With the loss of blood and everything, so. I understand. Thane, you can shoot your crossbow, but they still have cover from the bear that fills the hallway.
So there'd be no point.
Don't allies not grant cover?
A bear in a hallway does.
Okay.
Like now, he can't make himself small enough to not block that hallway.
He doesn't have a chance of hitting the bear, he just has a chance of. More of a chance of missing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're not going to hit the bear. So it would still shoot because there's nothing else we can do, right? Like, nuts.
Nice. Sure. It's a critical fit.
Yeah, can I use a healing potion and attack?
Or if you don't move.
Yeah, I'm not going to move.
Yes.
Okay, how much does a healing potion do?
Hit die.
Oh.
So on your sheet near D10. Where your hit points are? Yeah, so D10.
D10, which would. B.
Five.
So
you heal five?
So that will be 12.
Okay. And then you shoot.
And I'm going to shoot.
So he has a plus 5.
16. Plus.
4. 20.
20.
That hits.
Yeah. 1d6.
When I hit.
4.
4 plus 2.
6.
Alright, so you got the one that Aaron hit last round.
Okay.
Not quite dead.
Okay.
Alright, Torque. There's a hole picking up for a javelin.
Yeah.
You wanna try it?
I will rage.
Okay.
So I can throw two javelins.
Okay.
So I'm raging. Alright, my javelin's a plus 6. So I got 19 plus 6 hits.
That does hit.
And then...
You look at me. Hits. Right.
It does hit.
D6 plus 6. So 10.
Yep. Falls.
Okay. And then I go to throw another one because of my rage.
Okay.
Actually, it would have been plus 2.
Nope.
It's only melee weapon. Sorry.
So, Aaron,
yes.
Allure, you see a javelin arc over your back and land into the clavicle. One of the lizard folks, mm-hmm. as he then falls. Shortly thereafter.
Okay, come on. Okay, 8 plus 6.
Another one does, and hits the corpse of the already dead.
Ah!
He is dead! Just making sure!
Vulcan, there's a damaged one and a completely undamaged one.
You can attack the damaged one.
Yeah.
The damaged one's the one with a scar on his face.
Taser?
Yeah, you have a thing, don't you?
Your taser.
Be a fresh.
Alright, it's an individual, right? It's not like a AoE or anything?
Well, no, I don't have any AoEs.
Okay, I made sure. That's
I was thinking about it, but
that's important
no.
to know.
I'm just gonna do Eldritch Blast on the hurt guy.
Seventeen.
Just seven?
Plus whatever.
14.
And it's versus AC?
Yes.
Just missed.
Okay.
If only Bane had cast his minus D4.
His Bane?
Yeah. Actually, it's for attacks, isn't it?
That's a new encounter.
It's a new encounter.
Is it? Okay. I thought it was per rest.
I think it's per short rest?
We didn't have a short rest. We had no rest.
That was true.
That was the point.
You had no rest.
You didn't do anything.
It doesn't matter.
Totally beginning.
We have unrest.
We were all like, oh man, just stay here. And you're like, all right, food
it's
here.
The lizards.
Aaron's like, we could go get that. I said, oh, you don't know.
So he shifts.
I didn't go.
All right. Four attacks, actually. Well, that's going to hit.
Damn it.
That's going to hit.
Damn it.
That's going to hit.
Come on, Ray.
That's going to hit.
I mean, it's gonna hit.
I rolled over 11 every time. Your AC sucks as a bear. What do you want me to do?
It does. The AC's terrible for a bear. I need armor. Armor my bear. Bear armor.
Get read armor.
You need magic armor.
For the first.
Changes with
the first hit?
For the first two hits.
Okay. What that will do will take me into my
normal form.
But in my normal form, I have an AC of 17.
Oh, okay. So I'll try to hit with the next two.
That's gonna be different.
Okay. That probably misses. Yeah, that misses. And that hits.
Okay. Hits by 17, damn right.
Exactly 17. 6 points of piercing damage.
Okay. It's not terrible. Where were you at?
I'm at 11.
Okay, you're at 11 now.
Allure. Same situation as before. One damaged, not quite halfway, the other completely fresh. This guy has the damage.
All right, I'm going to cast. Like I'm back in my human form now, or elven form.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna explode out casting Thunder Wave.
Okay.
Which is a 15-foot cube.
Okay.
Which...
I save?
Constitution saving throw. All
right, damaged one, get the 13.
Nope.
And a 12.
No, so they both fail. They will take 2d8 thunder damage.
Okay.
And be pushed away from me by 10 feet.
Okay.
Which is going to be 3 damage each.
Just the 3?
Jesus.
All right. But they are pushed 10?
Yeah, they're pushed 10 feet away.
5, 10. Is that okay?
Yes.
And you push them so that we can still see them.
Can you push them into the wall and give them hit point damage?
They won't reach the wall.
And then what I'm going to do is...
Run!
Yeah, I'm going to... How far back is the wall?
5, like 10, 15, 20. 25 will get you on the other side.
All right, but there's a wall in the way, right?
Yes, but I mean, you can still see them. There's a hole that Torque made. You can see his fiery eyes.
Okay, so I'm going to Misty Step and turn to mist and come through and then go through the hole and then appear on the other side. Suckers!
When it falls down, shit!
And then you immediately transform back to corporeal form after the movement? Or do you stay mist?
Yeah, no. Briefly surrounded by mist, you teleport. So just basically mist teleport now there. So I'll be back in my normal form on the other side. That's bonus action, standard action. I haven't technically used my move action, I don't believe. So,
potions.
I'm going to turn it into a bonus action, right? I can turn my move into a bonus action, and then I'll use my bomb on me.
Okay.
Bomb? Is it bomb?
Yeah, bomb in the summer court.
I get you use a bomb?
I
told you use a bomb.
Is 5.
So you heal 5?
Who told you to use a bomb?
Is that it?
I'm done.
Bane!
Okay, I have a javelin. I'm going to throw that.
Can you see Can you see any? You can see maybe that one?
See this one. Calvin's cast a light in there.
So. Is he the one that's...
I haven't damaged
him. He's undamaged.
Undamaged.
No, he took 2. Or whatever you do with
he took 3. Weight.
3.
All okay. 3.
3 whole damage.
3 damage. 2d8s.
Okay, so good.
Yeah.
I was like, well, maybe Constitution I can hit a little easier and I'll do this, but just my rolls have been awful.
Going to throw a javelin.
Okay.
Doesn't hit.
All right.
No.
You want to move?
No.
All right. Torque.
Throw javelin.
Okay.
I have two more, okay. So I'm going to throw two.
Okay.
There's more on the bodies in this room, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Was there like 20 in the room or something?
There was a lot.
There's a lot.
We couldn't
12
carry.
Plus 6.
That hits.
18.
Yep.
Javelin is a d6 plus 6. 4 plus 6, 10.
Okay. Strikes him deep into the shoulder. He still stands. You have another attack?
Yep. I do. I'm raging. 4 plus
that's gonna miss.
6 is 10.
Okie dokie. Welcome.
Eldritch Blast again.
Okay.
Miss.
Miss. All right. Lizard folk. Book it. Counters are for now.
All right, give her the re-roll. I want to get the meat.
All right, so either they flew out of cowardness or they might have went to go get reinforcements.
We need to reinforce this wall.
This reed wall.
How do we do that?
Or I guess
stack up the rest of the reeds.
Go into somewhere that's not, I mean, are these doors pretty secure? I mean, I know that one was, said was really shitty.
That one is shitty. Those two.
We'd have to go in to find out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to go in.
Do we want to go in, or do we want to just stack these reed walls up against this to try to reinforce
it? We could do that, and then stick javelins through, I guess, or I don't know, if they do come back. But yeah, we could just reinforce with these reed walls. Say we do that. There's no other way that we see in from that direction. So, I'm good with that.
You said no, we don't want to do that.
None of us have trap mechanisms, because
tell me you can come up with a trap. So the question of how much time you have.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I do have masonry.
At the very least, we need to short rest, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and do nothing else.
Let's take a short break and rest.
Yes.
Which is for how long?
5 minutes.
It just take 5 minutes. And
5 minutes to rest.
Get our breath.
That's what we do. We do it right now.
All right. So you can spend.
And no one does anything else.
You can spend your hit dice to heal.
My hit dice is
a 12. What do I get?
12.
How many of these do I get?
As many.
That's what it says there?
Well, I think you can take one in a 5 minute period.
That's what I was wondering.
It's just, D10.
Yeah. It says I have 4 total, but I wasn't sure if I can use all 4. If I don't use one.
Short
rest. Oh, well, a short rest is a period of downtime at least 1 hour long.
Oh, an hour.
So, you don't have an hour before they come back, I'm afraid.
So they are. Come back.
You're gonna fucking leave.
We should leave.
We're better off in the swamp.
So just leave the area?
I don't know. We're all hurt. Like, I can.
I can. I have 15. That'll give me a
I didn't do it
couple
yet.
Moves.
We need to do what?
No. We can't do anything yet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have an hour.
So the only time you can use a hit die is in a short rest, though?
Yes.
Can't do it out of combat in general?
1 hour during which the character does nothing more strenuous than eating, drinking, reading, and tending to wounds. The character can spend one or more hit dice at the end of a short rest, up to the character's maximum number of hit dice, which is equal to the character's level.
Gotcha, okay.
For each hit die spent this way, the character rolls the die and adds the character's constitution modifier to it.
Oh, that's...
The character regains hit points equal to the total minimum of 0. The player can decide to spend additional hit dice after each roll. The character regains some hit dice upon finishing a long rest, as explained below.
All right. I mean, I don't know how many there's going to be, what we can do. So I don't know if we should leave, rest up, and come back, or if we should
double down, fortify.
Do we hold out?
I mean, the only thing that we lose with leaving is time, and we're not really under any kind of time constraint, are we?
Yeah, we can come back.
Where do we go? How far away is the fortress place? The castle?
Well,
place?
I wouldn't go back to the fortress. I'd probably go back to Stygos' lair.
Yeah, but we can't get in there.
He's the only one that can get in.
I can't now.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
Would they follow us that far back?
I'm not only worried about them following us. There's
other
also
encounters.
The fire has died out by this point. So you do have an exit.
Can we hide?
Hide.
I think this is their home.
And we could fortify this place up, but how long till they come through, you know?
And they
the
have...
best place to hide would be this room.
For now. I mean, we don't know what's in here. That door's not that great.
Yeah, that door's not great.
Go get go outside, get a bunch of branches and stuff, and put it in the stairway. When they come down, we set it on fire, burn them.
If we don't have an hour, even a short resting is not going to help us. Who thinks we should stay? Who thinks we should leave? My biggest worry of leaving is just if we leave and encounter a couple alligators or something like that, that could still be an issue too. Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
You never know experience. Does that type of thing happen a lot?
I mean, it could. It depends on
random encounters.
Like, you've played with him before. Like, would that kind of thing happen if you're playing with him?
Maybe. I mean, I've had characters die. I've had characters not die. I've had characters die and come back. I've had characters die and be dead. I've had characters die and turn to a necklace. Okay? Anything could happen. If we think they're coming back with reinforcements, then we definitely have to either fortify and prepare.
Do we have enough to fortify?
But I don't know how many they're coming back with. What do they come back with?
20.
Yeah. Can we take 20 of them?
No. We couldn't take 4.
I'm out of animals. I've got 2 level 1 spell slots left.
Smart thing is to leave.
I say we leave.
I guess.
All right.
Go back. I say we leave, and the soonest we can heal for a short rest, we'll do it.
We could set up a camp by Stygoth's lair, and maybe no one goes there because they're afraid of a dragon.
Maybe.
In theory. If we do that, if we go back to the castle and actually rest there, short rest at Stygoth's lair on the way back to the main place, actually rest up there, tell them about Stygoth's lair, then we can get them to go out, do Stygoth's lair so we can get the stuff in there, and then head back to the other place too. Do that?
Let's do it.
Does that sound good to you, Colin?
Yeah. As long as we're
with our luck of
leaving here,
we should do something else.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's come back here.
That's suspiciously good luck.
Let's make our
plan. No, it's also our terrible luck too.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, all my rolls have been terrible. I'm so glad I hit something. You know.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't have to roll to cast light.
That's true.
So let's head towards Stygoth's lair and rest. Short rest there. You know, make a little camp and eat and stuff like that.
Okay.
And hopefully the fear of a dragon of the forest, yes. Maybe they don't go there, you know?
Okay. So, are you running, as in moving quickly, sprinting?
I mean, I don't want to draw attention, but I want to also get out of here.
I mean, if we were smart,
what's the most successful way?
We were smart, we'd go through, some water, too, so they couldn't track us.
So, what is your pace out of this room? Well, let's start there.
Fight is beyond any of you. Run!
Quickly and very carefully.
I mean, we know where we're going now, so... Yeah,
I've ran from a lot of things.
We're hustling, Rick. We're
okay.
Hustling.
Alright, so you're hustling. You're all very wounded.
Yeah.
I need you to make constitution saves.
I'm at 15. I'm pretty good.
I'm at 16 health. That's wounded.
Yeah.
I didn't even go down, Rick.
Is 15 of 36 very bad?
You're all very exhausted.
Yeah, okay.
You've been fighting for your life for many minutes.
Rick, I got a constitution of 19.
Yeah, then you should pass.
Not with my rolls.
All right, I got 12.
15.
Fine.
Plus my 5, I guess.
5.
Oh, we go.
Chains of 10.
Plus what?
12.
That's fine.
18.
Okay, you're all good. Except for no levels of fatigue. All right, so you begin to book it. You go... Outside, you start to run down the stairs. While this place is still in sight, I need someone to roll perception.
Perception? I have a -1 perception, so not me.
I have a +4.
I have 12.
1.
Okay. Volcom thinks to look back and sees a hunting party of lizard folk running down the stairs.
Volcom, how many do you see? Ballpark.
At a glance, 12.
Jesus. Might not have time to short rest. We might have to just keep running.
We should keep running. Can you turn into a horse?
I can't turn into anything. I've ran out of things until we rest.
Roll athletics, everyone. Make your way quickly through this swamp.
Athletics.
Plus 6 of athletics.
I don't have an athletics. Can't do acrobatics.
Blindly dice tower.
Mine's 17.
6. Oh god. I rolled 19.
What'd you think it was?
No, I'm glad I rolled decently there.
Critical fail.
Alright. So Thane, through all of his wounds, is not keeping up with you. And Volcom simply collapses.
Bye.
I mean,
lizard folk seem to be moving far more swiftly in the swamp.
Where are we right now?
You are in the swamp.
Okay.
Running towards Stygoth's lair.
It's like an hour away.
When does he get to do this?
Well, right now you need to decide what to do with Volcom.
I mean, we can't leave him, so we have to either stop and fight, or we have to
carry him,
which is going to slow us down even more.
We're strong,
so we have to do one or the
other. Well, two people should carry him.
I'll carry him.
Two people should carry him.
We'll just go slow.
At this pace, you think you can make it to Stygoth's lair without them catching you. But if you tried to make it all the way back to the fort, they would catch up.
I can attempt to pull him another direction, maybe. Like, maybe if we split.
Or we can take a chance, try to go to Stygoth. Hopefully they'll be like, oh, those idiots don't go in there. And they, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
What would it take for me to get, like, back up on my feet under my own power?
Like, what are you at, hit point wise?
6.
You would need to heal.
Okay.
I still have a good berry for him.
I have one, yeah. One
I have
left.
One.
How much would I need to heal?
Healing, every time you healed would give you another con save.
Okay. So if somebody wants to give me a good berry real quick,
I'll give them one right now.
All right, so you're up to 7. Make another con save.
5. Bad roll.
No, but you're at 7 hit points.
So they're chasing after us, right?
Yes.
Like behind us?
Yes.
So let's, if we make our way, I can cast Entangle behind us, okay. Which is like a 20-foot square.
So you cast it on like a bridge you're crossing?
Yeah, I want to cast it somewhere where, like, if we're going
there's
this way,
point.
they have to travel through it, because they have to succeed a strength saving throw or be restrained by the entangling plants.
Okay.
It lasts for up to a minute. It's at least difficult terrain for them.
Okay.
So it would at least slow them down and maybe, like, halt a lot of them if they're not succeeding strength.
Let's set on fire. Burn his jungle down.
So if we do that,
Could focus as a choke point to turn and fight. Or, yes, it could slow them down. And if they're caught in it, they're stuck for a minute?
Well, it lasts for up to a minute. Mm-hmm. So when they start their turn, basically,
they
I
make
think
another
how it
save.
Works. They would have to do a strength saving.
I assume that because the last encounter is done with and all that, I don't have any rages left.
Correct.
So if we do stop and fight,
no,
we can do that.
I think we should. Try to run.
Okay.
I'm thinking about trying to split off. And trying to, like, if I can pull them one way while you guys, even if you're slower, like, I have the higher speed, I have 35 feet. I can try to hide, like, if I take them off one direction and try to hide somewhere in the wild where they
yeah.
don't see me, maybe they'll run by, and I can lose them.
Double
okay.
back.
Yeah, and then meet up with you guys either at Stygoth's, or if you guys head straight for the castle, maybe I can lead them towards Stygoth's and meet you back at the castle.
He missed into the...
I can't miss it.
Okay.
All right, what do you guys think we should do?
If I can get back up on my feet... I can cast Expeditious Retreat.
That makes your speed 40? 60?
Well, I can use the dash action for one of my movements.
Okay, so it makes it double. So
yeah.
It's 60.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, I can possibly slow them all down for a minute. It depends how quickly they get through the difficult terrain and how much they beat the strength of the entangle.
That's what I'm thinking.
So that can help. But if we do that and split off, and you guys can move faster, like... Maybe we can...
They'd have to be very agitated at you to follow you. You know what I mean?
The other option is hiding. Like, it's foggy. There's a lot of water.
You say it was a smirk. I just don't know, Rick.
I mean, there are... you can roll... We're probably not nature.
I mean, we can do that.
We can roll survival.
We can entangle them and do that, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you guys want to hide, I can... Invisible myself.
How well are you two would be at hiding?
What would that be?
You
have a zero nature. I'm at zero.
Nature, I'm at zero.
Stealth or survival?
Stealth, I'm at zero.
Stealth, I'm at 2. Survival, I'm at 1.
Survival, I'm at -1.
So, stealth.
That's what I'm trying to think of. Like, if I can pull them away and then maybe I try to hide instead of all of us trying
while
to hide.
While we run.
While you guys are trying to escape.
We need to carry Calvin. Do you have a good berry you can give Calvin?
Yeah, I got Calvin.
Didn't he just do that?
No, Thane gave him
I
one.
Gave
him
one.
Now he can do it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm saying, I mean, I can carry him. My character's strong enough to do it.
I mean, I should have 2 good berries. I haven't taken my 2 good berries yet. So, I could give you a good berry.
Okay.
I don't know whether that helps
It gives me another concentration.
Another chance.
Constitution save.
Gotcha.
And another hit point. So regardless, we should do the entangle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. We can entangle behind.
Let's do the entangle, right, and then let's
you cast entangle.
Yeah.
You guys see one of the bridges vines come up from underneath the water, lay in wait.
Okay, and then
wrap around the bridge.
If you guys take off one way,
like we go while you like stay during the entangle, and then by the time they're leaving, you can go this way, and they'll probably chase you.
Maybe.
I would say we wouldn't be long, not long gone, but a minute gone that way.
Yeah, maybe that could work.
You give him a good bear before you go?
Well, yeah, I already gave him a good bear.
Okay.
I'll at least hand him the good bear. Okay. I'll keep one good bear for myself. So why don't we do that? I'll cast that. You guys keep running. It doesn't take long to cast. It's just one action. But
can you cast Expedition Retreat on yourself?
Yeah, it's only self. I can cast Invisibility on touch.
You only get one of those?
He only has one spell left.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Expeditious Retreat is,
cantrip?
I think, yeah, it's a cantrip. So Invisibility is level 2, though.
Well, maybe when I cast it, you guys run, I'll kind of smear their footprints or something.
Alright, roll survival.
I can only do one of the
other. I'll head a different direction,
right? It is a level 1.
Okay.
Survival?
Yep, to cover the footprints.
3 plus 6.
Is 9?
9.
Okay, you... Do a messy job of it, but you do the best you can.
Okay.
If they're not paying too close attention.
And I'll stomp my feet really hard in a different direction. Are you guys going to head towards the castle or towards Saigon?
Basically,
Slayer?
They would roll against that 9.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know.
If he does a convincing if he does a convincing enough job, then we should head for the castle.
Yeah.
If not, then we should head for Saigon and meet up later anyway.
I'd say castle. And hopefully Aaron does a good enough job. And he's also leading him away.
Okay. I mean, I can head towards Stygos Lair, and then you guys head towards Castle then?
Yeah.
You want to do it that way or no?
Okay.
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
If you do, like, a shitty job of covering your tracks to make it obvious that you're trying to cover the tracks, and then they see that and they go after you,
you know
what I mean?
Let's do that, and then what I want to do too... Damn. Let's... Do that and have the tracks continue from the entangle. I want to follow them a little bit more. And then up ahead where we split off, I'll do that. And then what I'm probably going to do is... I think I can cast Fog in that area.
Okay.
Hopefully covering the way the tracks are going. I can veer them one way and then hide. Like,
okay.
Hopefully, and they
How long does the fog last?
Up to an hour.
Okay. Spend your spells.
So if I do that, use the fog... And then hide.
Okay.
Trying to veer them in a direction. So gotcha. A mix of, like, sure, there's a messy thing, but hopefully they don't notice that as much as
sure.
The ones I'm trying to do in this heavy fog. They follow those. I'll try to take that a little ways. And then you said it's already kind of foggy?
Yeah.
Because this is like, sphere spreads around corners, areas heavily obscured, lasts for up to an hour.
Okay.
Unless there is a... greater winds over 10 miles per hour.
So after you veer off, are you then hiding or are you running to Stygoth's lair? And that's where you're hiding. Like, are you hiding in this fog or are you hiding away?
Well, if you lose
I want to go a little bit. So maybe I don't go all the way to Stygoth's lair.
Okay.
But I want to lead them maybe towards that.
How are you hiding? In, like, reeds, underwater?
Well, I do have Mask of Wild. So
Covering yourself in mud, like the Predator.
To hide in any natural phenomenon.
You can't see it.
So yeah, maybe if I can like utilize mud and reeds, like
a heavy fog for an hour.
It's already kind of fog. Like maybe that mixed with maybe some of the water or something like that too. Is there a way that I can like, I want to go and then like use my like try to stop having tracks maybe at some point, but I also want to double back. That's what I'll do. I'll go in and then maybe I can. Hide my tracks, use the water to double back towards the fog where they were.
Okay,
do that?
Okay, that's fine.
And like then follow our tracks away.
Try to utilize like the mud, the reeds, and the water and hide it in that. And hopefully they lose my tracks and I can use the water to not have my tracks be seen. And then double back and then head towards the castle.
Okay.
If I can attempt to do that.
Yes. I will accept stealth or survival.
Let's do survival, I guess. Fuck me.
The entangle doesn't hurt them, right? It just
hinders their movement, slows them down.
It's a lot safer.
Trying to buy us time to like just get ahead of them so that they're rushing and maybe noticing things less or losing track of us or whatever. I mean, I guess if it slows them down too much and we just lose them, we can just run. But
that's what I'm hoping.
All right, so I need a high with survival. 19
okay.
plus 6.
If it was a wild.
And I have Mask of the Wild. I don't know if that benefits me at all.
It does. Okay, so... All right,
the entangle of the fog is hopefully covering up the directions that are going.
Yep. All right, so you guys run. Your veers off. You see the fog behind you. You're carrying Volcom. He
carry you a lot.
I just go, get back to the castle.
Remember that one time you in your exam, I had to carry, like, ah, and I put the mask over your face.
Roll athletics, Eric.
16 plus 6.
Okay. You easily heft his light frame as if there was nothing at all.
Take one life.
You run and run and run. Eventually, roll perception.
All of us?
Yeah.
12. 4.
You guys are concentrating.
Mm-hmm.
You just... running as fast as you can, for as far as you can. Eventually, Volcom decides to look back, and he sees a figure in the mist catching up to them.
Guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of D&D. If you like it and you want to see more, go to patreon.com/blindwave. It's a cool way to support us. Let us know in the comments what you like, what you don't like, you know, whatever we can do to improve this. Thank you so much.
Damn it.
The world.
Now you
Ha 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 ha.